Okay, moving right along. What do you think, Bob?
I've kind of exhausted my words.
What's
dunno? No worries, I'll come up with more.
Maybe I can help you out. Oh my God, who opened their lunch? Jeez, Bob. What the heck did you eat?
What was it? I think I had a little bit too much damper.
Marmite and pinto beans?
Vegemite. Maybe I better go to the dunny, check my underchunders.
That's so not ace. You need to check your freckle. Checkle freckle. I think I just made that one up.
All right.
That's my contribution to Australia. You need to checkle freckle.
Checkle freckle. All right, quit dragging the chain. No, that's not right. Yeah.
What's that mean? Quit being a ghost?
Procrastinating.
Okay.
We having cackleberries for breakfast tomorrow?
No. I think we're having some tinnies of VB.
Oh, from that slab we got picked up earlier at the bottle shop.
Yes, exactly. So this is a new song. So by the time I make it to Australia and I sell the CD at the merchandise table, you guys can take great satisfaction in knowing that it's not released in America yet. And
possibly not ever.
Possibly not ever, yeah. I might end up dying in a plane crash back home from Australia, and this will be the only time it's ever been heard by anybody on any continent, anywhere. Wouldn't that be a corker? No, but it would be... Good oil.
If you died in a plane crash, would it be a plane prang?
What?
A plane prang? Or is that only with cars?
I don't know. It'd be a bingle. It'd be a plane bingle. The song is actually, and I think one of the guys who's going to be on the trip with us is named John Garner. He's trying to round up some work right now and get some money to go with us. But the song is about 2 or 3 months after I wrote it, I realized it might kind of be about him. But yeah. Until he hears me say that, then it's not about him. That's way too much flattery. And that, my friend, is, let's see, looking for the right word. Oh, struth, what's the right word? I forget it. I'm gonna, once again, shut my cake hole and get on with it.